The House and Senate have passed separate resolutions supporting American troops and President Bush. The House also passed a budget last night. NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook is on Capitol Hill. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Bob.
What are the resolutions saying?
Well, they're different, though. Both of them strongly praise the troops fighting right now in Iraq and the surrounding area. The Senate resolution is somewhat less specific. It supports the president as commander-in-chief and in the conflict against Iraq and so on. The House resolution is the more contentious one. It took longer to pass. It took longer for members of the House of Representatives to tweak the language. But it finally did pass at 3 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, with 11 Democrats who voted actually against it, and 22 declined to vote yay or nay. They voted present. But the resolution, that one, the contentious parts of it are pieces that that state that Iraq is in material breach of United Nations resolutions, and another piece of it links the current action against Saddam Hussein to the post-9/11 war against terrorism.
And that was contentious because?
Because there are specifically liberal and progressive Democrats who believe that that this war has nothing to do with the war on terrorism, that and that the United Nations resolutions may or may not have been complied with in part by Iraq.
What about the House budget?
The House budget is passed, again, in the middle of the early morning hours. It eked by, I mean, three-vote margin we're talking about, 215 to 212 it passed. And that was with Republican leadership at the last minute adding in some cuts that they had made previously in the Medicare system. It does include the full amount of President Bush's tax cuts, and it's his growth package, $726 billion worth. Over on the Senate side, they're supposed to vote later today on the budget, and it's likely to be far very different, to have far less tax cuts in it.
And Congress still hasn't passed a bill providing supplemental funding for the war?
Well, the president hasn't asked for that supplemental funding yet. That's part of what makes this contentious, the whole issue of the budget. People are, you know, especially Democrats and a lot of moderate Republicans actually are saying, how can we pass a budget for next year, especially one that is, you know, with record deficits for this year and next, if we don't know how much is going to be spent on the war? It could be, they're estimating it'll be between $75 and $100 billion. To pay for the war in Iraq.
So they support it with the resolutions, but they haven't paid for it yet.
Well, yes. And to their credit, they haven't been asked yet. They don't know a number. They have no idea. Of course, the Bush administration may not itself know what the amount will be yet.
Got any demonstrators on Capitol Hill today?
Today there are some demonstrations that are expected. I think they're likely to be somewhat smaller today than they were even yesterday. We had, you know, several hundred people in different places around the Capitol yesterday. My guess is that over the weekend we may see slightly larger demonstrations.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill.